Yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. Week 3 is in the books. Now we get to look back, see where we are at for our rankings with our quarterbacks. Before we do, let's talk about who was on the list after week 2. Where were we at? Here we go. Number 1 last week, Josh Allen. Number 2, Patrick Mahomes. 3, Joe Burrow. 4, CJ Stroud. And number 5, Kyler Murray. So over the first 2 weeks of the season, we had those guys as the top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. Now it's time to talk about where we're at going into week 4 after week 3. Let's start with number 5. I'm extremely excited to announce Jaden Daniels has made his way onto the list. And I know what you're thinking. A rookie quarterback? How is he on at number 5? What the heck is going on? But I want you to know, this guy not only had a magnificent performance against Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, he also had a really sneaky great game against the Giants the week before. In week 2, when Jaden Daniels took the field for the Commanders, there had been 6,192 regular season games in the NFL since 2000. In only 7 of those games, 0.11%, had a team score a touchdown or a field goal on every drive, excluding kneel downs. And he did that against the Giants. They kicked field goals, but they scored on every drive. They did not punt. He then pulled it off again against the Bengals, except they not only kicked a few field goals, they scored many touchdowns. And the only other quarterbacks to do this back-to-back, here's the list of company he's with. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Kurt Warner, Jared Goff. Pretty good company. Jaden Daniels is looking excellent. QBR, 7th in the league at 67.9. Love to see that. His EPA's 5th. Expected points is 5th in the league at 17.6. We really love to see that around here. Total touchdowns, 5. And the key stat for a rookie, 0 interceptions to this point. So number 5, Jaden Daniels. At number 4, Kyler Murray. I know he's coming off a loss. Kyler Murray's QBR is 3rd in the league at 75.6. EPA, 6th at 17.5. Total touchdowns, 5. 1 interception. Taking care of the ball. I just like the way he's playing right now, so we're not going to bump him off the list. We're actually going to bump him up 1. Again, we're starting to see trends. We're starting to see players that are playing well over time. We're 3 weeks into the year. Kyler Murray has a big game this weekend as he's matched up against the quarterback right beneath him on the list. It'll be Kyler Murray versus Jaden Daniels in Arizona, 3 o'clock kickoff. So we'll gain even more information when they go head-to-head for next week's list. At number 3, Joe freaking Burrow is at number 3. And I know what you're thinking. Gosh, Adam is such a homer. He loves him some Joe Burrow. How the heck is a guy that's 0-3, number 3, on the QB list? Top 5 through 3 weeks. Well, let me tell you. QB wins is not a stat. I'm not a QB wins guy. Just because your team loses, it doesn't mean that the quarterback on the other side of the field outplayed you. To give you an example, in week 2, he played against Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow's QBR in that game was close to 70. He played really well. He had a 2 touchdowns, no interception game in Arrowhead. He had the lead. His defense gave up a 4th and 16 to Mahomes. Mahomes in that game had a QBR of 26, played awful, turned the ball over. He had 2 interceptions that counted, 1 that was overturned. Joe Burrow outplayed Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback on that day. His team didn't get the win. He still played great. We're here to evaluate how well these quarterbacks are playing. Joe Burrow right now, 8th in QBR, 3rd in EPA, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And in that game against Jaden Daniels, I know some people will say, well, he got out-dueled by a rookie quarterback. Joe Burrow did the same thing. Every time he touched the ball, he either got a touchdown or a field goal. The 1 field goal was missed, but each time he touched the ball, points were going to be added to the board. That's big time in the NFL. It's not easy to do. So Joe Burrow's 3rd. Moving to number 2, Lamar Jackson is coming in at number 2. He's 6th in QBR at 68.7. EPA, he's 2nd at 18.7. He's just right above Burrow. Burrow's at 18.6. Total touchdowns, 4, 1 interception. Thought he had a great game against the Cowboys. Lamar Jackson, opening drive. You're 0-2 on the road, facing an 0-3 start. Opening drive, marches right down the field. Gets a beautiful run for a touchdown. And, I mean, at one point in that game, it was just a blowout. I know the Cowboys fought late, but Lamar Jackson, and then at the end of the game, when we've seen them blow leads, they needed to just get a few first downs, key play of the game. Lamar Jackson, jet sweep, fakes the handoff, just goes and gets the yardage himself. That's why he's such a dangerous weapon. He's not just a great passer. He's also really dangerous in the run game, as we know, and he can close the game out the way he did against the Cowboys. That's a big win on the road. He played great. There was a lot of pressure in that game, so we moved him We moved him from not being on the list all the way to two. That's how well he played. There's been a lot of movement in the list. And at number one, where there was no movement, is Josh Allen. Josh Allen is playing, like I said, pretty sure he's wearing a cape. QBR, he's first at 92.6. That is insane. Through 3 weeks, Josh Allen has a QBR of 92.6. And listen to this. His EPA, expected points, is, is 25.5. That he is seven points higher than Lamar Jackson in second place. He is a few standard deviations above the field. He's got 9 total touchdowns and 0 interceptions. Josh Allen's playing flawless. Anyone that tuned into the game saw every time, I get it, the Jags didn't score, so you know the Bills defense is playing great, but each time Josh Allen got the ball, it was just touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Good night, Irene, in the first half. He's playing great, man. It's super exciting. Now, he has a big matchup coming up this week, Sunday Night Football, against number 2 quarterback on the list, Lamar Jackson. Let's see how those two play against each other. That's this week's list. Number 1, Josh Allen. 2, Lamar Jackson. 3, Joe Burrow. 4, Kyler Murray. 5, Jaden Daniels. A few guys that I did not mention that I really like this year. Derek Carr still playing great. He's on deck. Sam Darnold, I know a lot of people out there love the way he's playing. We got to give a shout out to Brock Purdy, Aaron Rodgers. I removed guys like CJ Stroud and Patrick Mahomes. And I told you, it would take a lot to remove Patrick Mahomes. But as the season's ebbed and flowed and as this list is coming into fruition, Patrick Mahomes is not playing well. And I don't care what he's done in the past. This is about right now. These guys, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Jaden Daniels, all playing really great. So there you have it. That's this week's list. If you love it, let me know. If you hate it, please let me know. Instagram, Facebook Messenger, however you want to contact me, my email. You have it all out there. Have a good night. Let's go, Giants. Run the ball. Devin Singletary on my fantasy football team.